لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
The Abrahamic Hajj. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam and welcome to the fourth episode of the Abrahamic Hajj as we near the climax of the annual pilgrimage to the sacred Kaaba, the symbolic house of God Almighty. In ayahs 27, 28, and 29 of Surah Hajj, God Almighty, after having commanded Prophet Abraham and his firstborn son, Prophet Ishmael, peace upon them, to rebuild the sacred which was lying in ruins ever since the great deluge of the days of Prophet Noah, peace upon him, told the iconoclast patriarch to issue a public call in the wilderness of the then Mecca for performance of the Hajj pilgrimage, and proclaim the Hajj to the people. They shall come to you on foot and on lean camels coming from distant places, that they may witness the benefits for them, and mention Allah's name during the noon days over the livestock He has provided them. So eat thereof and feed the destitute. Then let them do away with their untidiness and fulfill their vows and go around the ancient house. Literally, Hajj refers to the intention of visiting a place. The Noble Quran transfers the meaning of Hajj from its general lexical meaning to a specific meaning which denotes the annual pilgrimage to the Holy Kaaba in Mecca as one of the religious duties of Islam. The great annual gathering called Hajj is a collection of rites and ceremonies performed by Muslims in a specific place and during a specific time set by Islam. The Hajj begins with the donning of the ihram, or the pilgrim's white, seamless garb, at a place called Miqat. And when the pilgrims enter Masjid al-Haram, or the sacred house that encloses the Kaaba, he or she performs the tawaf, or the seven-round circumambulation of the symbolic house of God. Then the sa'y, or walking briskly seven times between the hillocks of Safa and Marwa, is done, in memory of the quest for water of Hajar, for the thirsty Ishmael, for whom God made the spring of Zamzam gush from the depth of the earth. In Ayah 158 of Surah Baqarah, God says, "Indeed, Safa and Marwa are among Allah's sacraments. So whoever makes Hajj to the house or performs the Umrah, there is no sin upon him to circuit between them." Then follows the wuquf, or remaining in certain places during Hajj, such as the plain of Arafah on the 9th of Dhul-Hajjah till sunset, the night-long stay at Muzdalifah or Mash'ar al-Haram, where the pilgrim gathers pebbles for the Ramye Jamarat, or stoning of the symbolic Satans at Mina. This act commemorates the spurning of Iblis, or Lucifer, who appeared three times in Mina in a vain bid to dissuade Abraham, his wife Hajar, and his son Ishmael from carrying out God's commandments. Today, this stoning ritual symbolizes the Muslim rejection of not just satanic temptations, but the mischief of the enemies of humanity. On the 10th of Zilhijjah at Mina, the sacrifice of a sheep or cattle or a camel is performed as thanksgiving to God's miraculous substitution of a ram in place of Ishmael, just as Abraham's knife was about to slit the throat of his teenage son, as divine providence had ordered as a test of faith. The 10th of Zilhijjah is also the day of Eid al-Adha. On this day in Mina, the male pilgrims are required to shave their heads. On the 11th and 12th of Zilhijjah, the pilgrims stay in Mina but make trips to Mecca for performing the Tawaf, or the seven-round circumambulation around the Kaaba, followed by a two-rak'at ritual prayer. Finally, the Tawaf on Nisa is performed to complete the Hajj pilgrimage. These rituals grant dignity to Muslims and firmly binds them with the loving Creator. That was all for today. Tune in again tomorrow for the fifth episode of the Abrahamic Hajj. God bless you and goodbye.